Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church on this Music Ministry Sunday. If you are worshiping with us this morning for what is one of the first times, we just want to say a special word of welcome to you. We are delighted that you have chosen to spend your Sunday worship here with us at Preston Hollow. We invite you following worship to head out into the atrium where you might enjoy some fellowship with one another. And also, if you are a visitor, to stop by the welcome desk and pick up a bag that has information about the life and ministry of this congregation, as well as some cookies, a homemade treat, a sign of our gratitude for your presence with us in worship this day. I do invite all of you to find those blue friendship pads that are located at the end of your pews, and if you would, take them and sign them and pass them down the row. We invite you to do that, not only as a way to register your attendance with us here this morning, but that you might greet those with whom you are worshiping in the pew by name following our service today. On the back page of your worship bulletin, you'll find announcements about upcoming ministries and opportunities to get invested and involved here at Preston Hollow. I want to highlight just a couple of those for you this morning. Today, since it is the second Sunday, we will join together for lunch following worship this morning for our second Sunday lunch in Jubilee Hall. This afternoon's lunch has a special Thanksgiving focus for the month of November: grace, gratitude, and grub. And so we will feast together and have a chance to sing and enjoy interactive gratitude stations for all ages and stages of life. So please do join us for lunch following worship today. As we head toward the holiday season, we at Preston Hollow are beginning to think of meaningful ways in which we as people of faith engage, especially around Advent and Christmas. You have the opportunity to give the gift of Christmas cheer to 133 children and families through the Literacy Achieves Early Childhood Education Center. That table in the atrium has lists of gifts. You have an opportunity to purchase a gift for a child, which will then go into a store so that parents might choose a gift on their own for their child, or an opportunity to serve in the store. So stop by that table following worship today. As is, today is Music Ministry Sunday, and we have the gift of so much wonderful music. And I want to let you know that the introit today, verse 4, is interactive with the congregation. So we invite you during that part of the service to join in and to sing with enthusiasm and with gusto. Friends, welcome to Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church and to this service of worship. Let us worship Holy God this day.
as we have sensed the Spirit's presence among us, let us continue to sense that presence as we call ourselves to worship, reading responsively from your bulletin. We give you thanks, God,
for space to gather and songs to sing.
We give you thanks, God,
for the richness of life and the people and places we call home.
We give you thanks, God,
for time set apart to worship you. Let us worship God.
Every week as we worship together, we have the opportunity to admit to ourselves, to each other, and to God that we do not always live as we're called. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, let us offer that truth to God and to each other as we join together in the prayer of confession. God, who took on flesh, help us to embody what we believe. We are well equipped to speak of our faith, to ask questions and read scripture. Yet sometimes we struggle to go beyond words and fully live out our faith in the world. Forgive us for the times in which we fall short, and encourage us to keep striving to enact and embody your will. Amen. Friends, God is not done with us. You are more beloved than you can ever know. And God is working in you and in the world beyond our wildest imagining. The beginning of all that is forgiveness. Hear and believe the good news of the gospel.
We are saved by grace and faith. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Having prayed and asked for forgiveness and having received God's grace and mercy, let us share that forgiveness with one another as we greet one another with the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Join your hearts with mine in prayer. Let us pray. In this season of Thanksgiving, dear God, our hearts are full of gratitude. So we come here this morning to say thank you for life itself and for every blessing. Now, in this time together, silence in us any voice but your own. Speak the word you have for us and give us faith to hear it and courage to live it. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
I just asked Steve Jobman how I was supposed to follow that. And he said he didn't know, so I suggested symbols after every paragraph of the sermon. All kidding aside and keeping the reverence of worship, I do want to say that it is on these music Sundays that the Psalms come alive for us. We're invited in the Psalms, throughout the Psalms, really, to make a joyful noise to the Lord, to shout with gladness, to give thanks with our entire beings. And I don't know about you, but I often read those words, and I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to do that. I think these music Sundays give us a glimpse, an invitation on how to do that. To have our entire lives tuned for praise in a way that goes far beyond mere religion, far beyond mere words to faith. And so I'm so deeply grateful to our instrumentalist, those who sing as an instrument, those who play. And I'm so grateful for the great cloud of witnesses, those authors of the hymns that we sing this day, that have invited us all to embody, literally, our faith. So we're going to turn to the 100th Psalm for our scripture lesson this day to help us claim once again what we live, what we do, the invitation to life and faith. So listen now for the word of the Lord to all of us this day. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into the Lord's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is the Lord God that made us, and we are God's. We are God's people, and we are sheep of God's pasture. Enter the Lord's gates with thanksgiving, and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless the Lord's name. For the Lord is good. The Lord's steadfast love endures forever. And the Lord's faithfulness to all the generations. Friends, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Remind us that you hover here. You hover in this very sanctuary, just as you hovered over the waters of creation. So reach across the ages and breathe new life into these ancient words, that they may be a new creation to us this day. And breathe new life into the words of my mouth and into the meditations of all of our hearts, that all would be acceptable and pleasing to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Music has a way, doesn't it? Music has a way of making such a deep imprint on our souls, doesn't it? Like when you're getting ready one morning, it's a random Tuesday, you don't know where it comes from, but that song that you used to drive in your car in high school, the one that you would put the windows down and turn the stereo up, as loud as it would go, it comes bubbling up deep from within you. Or you know it, you're screaming the chorus in the shower and your beloved walks in and makes sure everything's okay. You say to him or her, no, everything's just fine, but don't you just love that song? You don't know where it comes from. You're sitting at the bedside of your mother or your father. They're struggling to take their final breaths. And you're not really sure where the words to that old hymn come bubbling up deep from within you. You can't even pray. Really, all you have are tears, but those words find you. Or you walk that season, the season of grief afterwards. You're not really sure what faith is left, because it's been hard. But you come back to these pews, and the one thing that you can do is agree to lift your voice in song, to let those words wash over you, to claim you, to give voice to whatever faith you can muster. Oh, I think God's faithfulness is known throughout all of the generations. It spans the gap of our time and our memories, and dare I say, even our relationships. It's the lasting music that connects us with God over the generations, just like our psalmist said, the God of all generations. It's funny how the songs of our faith have a way of finding us and guiding us in moments that are far beyond words. God works through lyrics and musicians in ways that I'm not even sure that they're aware of. Certainly true for my buddy Steve. Many years ago, his father had just retired from being a Methodist minister. And it was just a few years after his dad retired, his father got sick and was rushed to the hospital on a Monday. They did all the tests. And they determined that he was going to need an operation on Wednesday morning. So Steve went rushing to Duke University Hospital in Durham, North Carolina, to sit next to his father. And early on Wednesday morning, the nurses came in to do the final test. The techs got his dad all moved and situated in the bed. And they wheeled that bed right out of the ICU room at Duke University Hospital in Durham, North Carolina. Steve knew, as if for the first time, the loneliness of an empty ICU room. Some of you know that loneliness. Silence was deafening. He had to get out of there. The walls were closing in on him. He needed to pray and to think and to breathe. And so he went down to the atrium of the hospital. He found a seat just over in the corner. He didn't want to bother anybody. He had been sitting there 2 or 3 minutes when a young man walked over to a piano right there in the atrium, and the man pulled the cover off of that piano. He opened it and sat down and began to play the most beautiful music that Steve had ever heard. His dad was up in surgery, a Methodist minister who had just retired, and this young man sat down and began playing the most beautiful music. He began playing almost every hymn out of that old Methodist hymnal. Songs like "Just As I Am," "How Great Thou Art," the old rugged cross. But this music was different. Steve said this music was set almost to jazz. Steve said, "I was sitting in that chair and I realized my dad, a Methodist minister for over 40 years, is up on the third floor in surgery. And this kid's sitting at the piano playing the soundtrack of his life." Steve's dad made it through surgery that Wednesday afternoon, but he died on Thursday morning. Steve couldn't shake that memory of that young man sitting at the piano playing the songs of his faith, of his dad's life, songs that moved him far beyond words. Steve called the hospital the next week, and the operator answered, and he said, I'm trying to track somebody down. My dad was just in the hospital, and I went to be by him and to sit with him, and I went down to the atrium. Some kid was playing the piano in the atrium. I was hoping that you could help connect me with him. Operator said, "Sir, we don't have anybody on staff who plays the piano." Steve said, "Well, maybe they weren't on staff. Maybe it was a volunteer. Can you put me on hold and go check? Can you ask if anybody was volunteering to play the piano that day?" "Please hold." She came back on. She said, "Sir, I've just talked with our volunteer coordinator, and they have no record of a young man playing the piano in the atrium on the day that you say that your dad was in surgery." Steve said, "Will you take my name and my number? I gotta talk to that guy. So if you could, if for whatever reason you're able to track him down, will you have him call me?" Months and months went by. It was a Sunday afternoon. Steve was out cutting the grass. His wife, Catherine, came out and interrupted him and said, There's a woman on the phone, something about a piano and Duke." Steve said, "I'll be right in." He ran to that telephone and he said, "Dude, were you able to find him? Were you able to find that guy who was playing the piano when my dad was in surgery?" The woman said, "Sir, I'm that boy's mom." Steve said, "I've got to talk to him. I got to tell him about what his music did to me and what his music meant to my family. I got to tell him thank you." And she said, "Well, you're not going to be able to tell him thank you." He said, "Well, what do you mean I'm not going to be able to tell him thank you?" The woman said, "Steve, when my son was a little boy, he was up on the roof of our house. He fell off. He's been severely brain damaged ever since." And Steve said, "Well, why can't I say thank you to him?" She said, "You can talk to him, but he won't know what you're saying." He said, "What do you mean he won't know?" She says, "He can't do anything. He can't talk. He can't listen." He said, "But," Steve said, "but he can play the piano." She said, "Well, sir, that's the only thing he can do." Steve said, "Put her on. Put him on. Just hold the phone up." Steve said, "Son, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you gotta know what your music meant to me and to my daddy. Thank you for a faith that is beyond words. For you see, friends, when in our music God is glorified, and adoration leaves no room for pride, it's as though the whole creation cried, Hallelujah. So may every instrument be tuned for praise. And let all rejoice who have a voice to raise. And may God give us all faith to sing and to play always. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.
Friends, we've heard the word read and proclaimed. We've been inspired. We've been convicted. And now it is time for us to respond. I invite all who are able to please stand in body or in spirit as we affirm together what it is that we believe, using the words found in your bulletin from the Confession of 1967. Together. The church disperses to serve God wherever its members are, at work or play, in private or in the life of society. Everywhere are part of the church's worship and theological reflection. Their witness is the church's evangelism. Their daily action in the world is the church in mission to the world. The quality of their relation and other persons is the measure of the church's fidelity.
You may be seated. As we prepare to pray as one voice for our church and for our community and for our world, I would invite you to turn your bulletin to the back page and note those joys and concerns that are listed there, that you might remember those members and friends in your prayers in the days and weeks ahead. And as our custom here on Sundays at Preston Hollow, I invite you following worship to head through the doors to your left and the tables underneath the windows, which contain care letters. Those who are experiencing joys and concerns in this community of faith and beyond, we invite you to sign those letters, whether you know those individuals or not, that your prayer would be a word of encouragement and support for them at this time. We have much to celebrate and much to pray for in the life of our community and our nation. We celebrate this day as 9 young adults and 3 staff members, 12 total, have headed to Austin this weekend on a service trip. We are grateful for the work of God in each one of their lives and also that thriving ministry here at the church. We also want to say a special word of welcome and thanks to Ryan Murphy, who conducted our sanctuary choir earlier this morning. Ryan is the associate director of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, and a new major work, Three Christmas Spirituals, has been commissioned from Dr. Murphy and will be premiered here at Preston Hollow with full orchestra on Sunday, December 16th, as part of our 9:30 and 11 a.m. worship. We're so grateful to Ryan and for his gifts of music and his presence with us in worship this day. As you likely know, there are many concerns to be lifted up this morning. We remember those in California who died in the shooting this past week and pray for their families. We remember them by name and invite you to do the same in the days and weeks ahead. We also pray for those in California for other reasons as fires ravaged through that state. We remember those who've been displaced from their homes and also those who've lost their homes and their lives. We continue to remember and pray for Cindy Mone and family on the death of her husband and our pastor emeritus, Blair Mone. Blair completed his baptism on Tuesday, October 30th, and a memorial service will be held here at Preston Hollow in the sanctuary this upcoming Saturday at 2 p.m. And finally, today is Veterans Day, a day in which we remember and give thanks for all of those who have served and are serving, those who gave their lives their last full measure of devotion. Today is also, as many of you likely know, the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. So as we begin our prayer this morning, we will begin with a moment of silence. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, in this complicated world, we are reminded that you love us and claim us and call us your own. Hear us this morning as we lift up our hearts and our voices in thanks and praise. Lord, as temperatures begin to drop and leaves begin to change, we pray that you would allow us to see the beauty in each season of our lives and the beauty in each person in our lives. Help us to see and embrace the joy of new life all around us. For babies born, for relationships renewed, for friendships that happen in communities that gather in support of one another. God, remind us, because sometimes we need reminding that you are good and that you are faithful and that you love us beyond our imagining. God, when we look out on our country and the world and we feel that hope's promise is tattered by circumstance or shattered by the sins of this world, we ask that you would make hope strong in us. And so, God, we remember and pray for this day all who are in the hospital, those who are having surgery, and those who are awaiting test results. God, be Christ's presence to them, and also in our hearts and our minds and our voices. We pray that your healing hand would be present in their lives and that your grace would be sufficient in this time. God, we remember and ask that you walk with those who are in their final days of life. We also lift up all those who grieve the loss of a loved one. And we particularly lift up to your care in keeping those for whom the approaching holiday season is a particularly tender time for remembering and grieving the absence of one they love. God, hover close to families and friends and communities who are experiencing loss beyond measure these days. Remember the names of your children who died in the shooting. We pray for those who have lost homes and lives in the fire. We pray comfort for those whose mourning feels endless and whose grief feels unspeakable. God, we pray for peace in the world and in our lives, and also for the courage to be the answer to our prayers. In all moments, God, we pray that you would help us resist evil with our heart and our mind and our strength. that you would grant us the strength to offer an outpouring of compassion and love in the world, and that you would give us the resolve and the stamina to live each day with kindness and love and justice and mercy, till that final day when your full kingdom comes and death will be no more. And God, hear us now as we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In this season of gratitude, we give thanks for the beauty of creation and for God's creative presence around us. During the month of November, our Every Dollar Counts offering benefits the Texas Tree Foundation, which plants trees and pursues the greening of North Central Texas. God has been gracious and kind to us. Let us now praise God with the gifts of our tithes and our offerings. Let us pray. God of grace, we offer these gifts back to you. Multiply them for the building of your kingdom here on earth. All glory, praise, and honor are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Friends, may we go from this hour of worship to be the church in the world. And as we go, may we be tuned to sing God's praises forever and always. And as we go, may God give us the grace never to sell ourselves short. Grace to risk something big for something good. Grace to recognize that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth and far too small for anything but love. So may God take our minds and think through them. May God take our lips and speak through them. And may God take our hearts, each and every one of them, and set them on fire. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and guide us in all our ways. Amen. Friends, please remain standing for our choral benediction.